Here because I have the city of Helena. Helena and West Helena, of course, the population centers in this area at about 341. So in less than half hour, if it continues on this track and this speed, and we believe it will, then if there is still a tornado there, you folks in Helena and West Helena need to be aware that it is headed in your direction. Sorry, John, back to you.
No, that was brand new information that we just have in. So certainly good information. Thanks, Dave. And this is the updated track. Chris, let's go to Viper, and we'll show you what we're expecting. Again, Ethel, you appear to be in this path within the next several minutes or so. Crossroads and Indian Bay. Also, Cray. By the way, I hope I'm pronouncing your town correctly. You can see that hail is certainly a possibility. This little information box that we're showing you right here, the important numbers to look at are really hail and also the tops. 38,000 feet. That's a pretty strong storm when you have tops that high, considering that we really haven't had a lot of daytime heating today, but this is one of those situations where you don't necessarily have to have daytime heating because these storms are driven very heavily by wind dynamics as opposed to a lot of energy in the low levels. So this is not a situation where, because we didn't have sunshine, that things are not that unstable. They are right now, and this is what we're dealing with in Phillips County. And if you are anywhere in southwestern sections of our coverage area, we talked about the towns earlier, Lee County, Arkansas, Coahoma County, just pay attention for the possibility of tornado warnings in your area. Dave?
All right, let's go back to the Pinpoint 5 Storm Track Doppler if we can. And I've just gotten this information at 2:50 p.m. This report has just come in. Numerous reports of buildings damaged in and around Dumas, Arkansas. That is the approximate time in Dumas, Arkansas. Now, Dumas is not in Phillips County. It's right here. But this is the same storm that we're keeping an eye on as it continues to move toward the area around Helena and the communities that John has just been talking about. You can see as I zoom to the northeast that Helena soon comes into view. And we are certainly concerned that this is a situation where all you folks in Helena and all of Phillips County, especially eastern Phillips County, I would say, southeastern Phillips County and eastern Phillips County, need to pay particular attention to this. Also in and around Tunica and Tunica County, that is also a possibility downstream. I know this track that it's on moving northeast, Phillips County is a rather long county in that regard. So whether or not this tornado will survive that long remains to be seen, but we'll definitely be keeping an eye on that. John?
Yeah, I also wanted to mention, Dave, thank you very much. Chris, let's go back to the Viper if we could. There is the possibility that a tornado could be rain-wrapped, so don't go to your window and try to find this tornado. What you need to do is get in the lowest level of your home, particularly away from windows, maybe an interior closet. If you have something to cover your head, that's also a very smart thing to do in these situations. So if you're upstairs right now, go downstairs, go to an interior closet, and please take this storm very seriously as we continue to track it across Phillips County.
All right, thanks very much. John, back one more time to Pinpoint 5 Storm Track Doppler. I'm going to give you a very wide view, of everything that's going on. I'm going to leave the track there, and we'll be coming back to that in just a moment. But I want you to see that once we get this area through here, that is going to do it for the evening. So you folks in eastern Arkansas, it's not too much longer that we're going to have to deal with this. And this may be exactly the end of the severe as far as southeast Arkansas and northwest Mississippi is concerned. We are keeping an eye on this line right here, well to the west of Jonesboro, as all that continues to move through. That one has a history. I was watching it earlier today. That one has a history of creating what we call bow echoes. That is, it looks something like a bow. It now appears that it's moving more to the northeast rather than moving to the east, northeast. So that is good. What we would not want to see is this thing have a bow echo and start moving just this way. But for now, that one looks like it's going to continue to move to the northeast, too. Let me zoom into this again. And you folks, Phillips County, Arkansas, you are including the city of Helena, including the city of West Helena. You are under a tornado warning, which is in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon. That's another 40 minutes. Local law enforcement reported a tornado just southwest of the community of Crumrod, which is down near Dumas, not in Phillips County. But this is a confirmed sighting of a tornado. And as we showed you just a few moments ago on the storm track Doppler, we are getting reports from folks there that there are numerous buildings damaged upstream in Dumas, Arkansas. So that is the system that is now moving through Phillips County.
Dave, let's go back to Viper. We've got another storm track here, and I know this is going to look confusing right now to you, but what we're looking for is green bumped up against reds. Now, we do have indications of some upper-level shear right now. We're going to continue to track that, but again, I know this can be a little bit confusing, but that's something that we are looking at right now, the greens bumped up against the reds there, and as you can see, we've got a pretty intense cell. I am looking at this area right here, this purple area. That almost certainly is, at least, at the very least, some small hail. So this would be the area, really, that we're concerned with right now. And, you know, Dave, it appears that with this, there could be the possibility of a rain-wrapped tornado because we don't have, the signature notch, but we do have a couple of notches here, right here where you see the greens bumped up against the yellows there. We could be getting some inflow, and that would tell us that there's a possible tornado. So what I would say, Dave, many hooks, correct me if I'm wrong, many meaning M-I-N-I, but not the signature hook, at least not yet.
That's very true. And we're keeping an eye on it. You notice these circles spinning around. Those are shear markers. Those shear markers are probably in the upper levels, most of them. I'm going to turn off the upper level markers, and you see all those spinning circles disappear. What that means is there's quite a bit of turbulence going on there, but that there probably is not a tornado reaching the ground just because you see a circle. This is the one right here about which I am most concerned due to that notch, that little notch right there. And that is sort of a telltale signature. Uh-oh, there we go. See that red one that just popped up? Let me tilt that just a little bit for you. And it may be kind of hard to get it so that I can see it very well. Yep, goes all the way to the ground. So that, John, I think is an indication that just in that notched area that we were just taking a look at, that's probably where the tornado is, if it is still there at all. And it certainly looks to be from this signature, I would say that there probably is a tornado going on right now as it continues to move in that direction. The storm track John has talked about, these are the communities in the path of that particular storm as it continues to move to the northeast very rapidly at about 60 miles per hour. Just taking a look at the storm itself, the top of the storm is only about 25,000 feet. That's not particularly tall, even for this time of year. We would expect to see it maybe a little taller, but certainly just because it's not especially tall doesn't rule out the strong possibility of this tornado. 60% chance that there's hail in the storm. There may be some severe hail, but hail certainly is not the threat with this particular storm. What we are concerned about is more the tornado than certainly the threat of any hail, although some hail could be in parts of the storm. You might recall when we had the storms last April 2nd that moved through the Missouri Boot Heel. We had that fantastic video that the young man took for everyone. And just before the tornado arrived, there was quite a bit of hail coming down. That could be the situation here, but again, hail is not the main threat. What we're watching is the possibility that there is a tornado in this cell, and these communities right here are in the path. John?
And the interesting thing about this, Dave, is that it's actually on the backside of this cell right now, and that's what we're watching. By the way, this tornado warning goes until 4 o'clock, and as Dave said earlier, local law enforcement did report a tornado just to the southwest of Crumrod or near Dumas, and this storm is really moving fast. It's moving at about 60 miles per hour, so you don't have a lot of lead time. Let's go back to our live Viper 5, and we'll give you the latest storm track that we have here, and we have that red circle. Those are the ones we're more concerned about as opposed to the yellow circles. Those are the ones that where we have those strong winds at the ground, and again, you still see this cylinder tube here that indicates that the winds are rotating. In fact, I could show you exactly how fast the winds are going here as I turn on our wind products that we have, and it indicates the possibility of winds right now that are gusting really possibly even as high as 100 miles per hour right now. So those bright greens that you're looking at, that's where the heavy winds are occurring, and as we update the storm track now, Ratio, you are in the direct path of this storm. Also, Melwood and Lambrook as well. You you are in the path of the storm. We'll come back to a regional view just to let you know, give you some lead time. Let me go back to just the regular radar mode here. To give you some lead time right now, if you are in Tunica County, possibly Lee County, this is mainly affecting the eastern parts of Phillips County right now. But if you're anywhere in Phillips County, you need to take this storm seriously. There you see the path heading in across the river, possibly into Coahoma, northern Coahoma, or even Tunica County. Within the next, say, 30 minutes or so, it could even be less than that, because this storm is rapidly racing to the northeast, as we said, at 60 miles per hour. So we just wanted to give you the heads up. If you are just ahead of the storm, please stay with us, as this could be and probably is a dangerous situation. Dave?
All right. Thanks very much, John. I have let's go back to Pinpoint 5 Storm Track Doppler, if we can. And I have put a fresh track on here for this one. I see I need to move that box over just a little bit. It may be cutting off on some televisions. That'll give you a better look. You see the communities over the next few minutes. The Lambrook community, Pilgrim's Rest, Wabash, Hugo, Lakeview, and Oneida. What we're able to do by using both the Viper and the Storm Track Doppler, we're able to give you many different communities that could be in this path. And that, of course, is what we're doing right here. Repeating the information, if you just joined us, there is a tornado warning in effect for Phillips County. That includes the cities of Helena and West Helena. That will be in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon, another 34 minutes, unless it's canceled early, and I don't expect this one to be. I expect that this one is one that we very certainly need to pay very close attention to. John, let me before I toss it back to you and the Viper, let's go to some of these storm safety rules that we have for you. This is some things you can remember. If you're in Phillips County right now, you can go to the basement or interior room on the lowest floor. A closet or a bathroom is good. What we're trying to do is keep you away from windows and glass. Do not run to the window. Do not go outside and try to see it. Stay away from glass enclosed places or areas with wide span roofs. That would be such as auditoriums, warehouses, gymnasiums, bad places to be. The best place you can be is in a small room in the center on the lowest floor. If you're in cars or mobile homes and cars, both you should leave them and go to substantial shelter or a designated tornado shelter if one is nearby. If there is not one nearby, it is recommended, and I've always had concerns about this, but still recommended by the experts, that you lie flat. Don't crouch. Lie flat in the nearest ditch or depression and use your hands to keep your head covered. Your head, of course, you want to keep covered in case of flying debris. If you're at home, put your shoes on and keep them on. You also want to keep an ID with you. Put your wallet on your person, because if the worst should happen, you would need ID to be able to get back into your home area whenever that might occur. That's not to scare anyone or imply that the worst is necessarily about to happen to you. These are just common sense things to help you be safe in the event that a tornado comes in your direction. John, back to you.
All right, I wanted to focus just briefly on what's going on here in the city of Memphis, because I know we've had thunder and lightning recently. Let's go to our Midtown High Five camera. We're going to go right back to Phillips County in just a second, but I did want to show you that we have the clouds, some rain here in Shelby County, some of it heavy, and Shelby County is included in this tornado watch. Currently, there are no warnings. We just wanted to make you aware in Shelby County right now of what's going on. However, our focus, our most intense focus right now, is in Phillips County. Let's go back to our live Viper 5 and show you what's going on. We've got a lot of yellow spinning circles. Those are occurring up high in the atmosphere, but we also have this red circle as well. And also, you see the pinks here. That indicates hail. And on the back side of that, right in here, Dave was just talking about that, on the western side of this cell right now is where this tornado could be occurring. Let me give you an updated storm track here and let you know that, well, really, if you are in the communities of Jack's Bay Landing, right there around Jack's Bay Landing, Ferguson, right now, this storm is basically right on the top of you. So please, if you're in these areas, practice those tornado safety tips that we just talked about a moment ago. This storm is moving to the northeast at 63 miles per hour. It continues to race along, and there is an updated storm track for you. And by the way, this storm is going to be getting close to the river, if it's not right on it right now, Dave, within a matter of minutes. So if you are just east of the Mississippi River in those towns that we talked about, in those counties we talked about, Pay attention to this. Stay with us. We will continue to track this as it races along very fast to the northeast. Dave?
All right. Thanks very much. And I want to just take kind of a tour of the whole thing, and we're going to continue to focus on Phillips County, Arkansas, of course. But I want you to notice what else is going in the Mid-South. Looks like a great deal of the lightning is now over West Tennessee, east of Dyersburg, north of Jackson. That would be over parts of Madison County, northern Madison County, and Gibson County. And that will continue to move on to the northeast over the next few minutes. But there are other heavy thunderstorms which stretch back through eastern Arkansas. And, of course, this is the area that we've been talking about, and we'll be back to very quickly. Just wanted to give you an overview. And now, let me just do sort of a zoom as we stay right there, and we'll first take a little closer look at West Tennessee, and give you folks in West Tennessee a better idea of what's going on. And looks like Trenton down to about Humboldt, Jackson, actually all the way down to Henderson and Selmer, and stretching up to almost to Martin and to Union City. Some pretty heavy cells that, again, are going to be moving to the northeast over the next few minutes. And to me, it really looks like maybe they're taking more of a northerly turn than straight northeast. So it's kind of north-northeast that they're moving. Let me zoom over just a little bit and show you folks in eastern Arkansas what's going on. And again, this heavy line right here. There's quite a bit of rain. Lightning is not showing up too strong in here, but there's a lot of heavy rain going on, and possibly some small hail. This another heavy area around Harrisburg, just to the north of Wynn. Let me put a lapse on that for you to show you that this heavy area right here is headed toward the Harrisburg area. Jonesboro, just to the east of you. I'm sure you're hearing thunder and seeing lightning. All of this will continue over the next few minutes. And then we come back. John mentioned the metro Memphis area. Let's take a look at northern Mississippi.
Dave, could I interrupt you just for 1 second?
Sure.
We have brand new information in from the Dumas Police Department, and reportedly bad damage. The Mad Butcher grocery store has been wiped out, along with Butch's restaurant and a Fred store. Police right now are searching for any possible injuries and checking on any possible injuries. Police in Dumas are calling on surrounding area departments to help them out. So we now have confirmation of damage with this very strong thunderstorm. And anytime we do have confirmation of that, it lets us know, of course, that right now this storm means business. And by the way, the Dumas Police Department's number, if you've got a pen, take this down. I'll repeat it 2 times. 870 is the area code, 382-5511. Again, the Dumas Police Department's number, 870-382-5511. So, Dave, we now have confirmed damage reports. Don't know of any injuries yet, but the police department says possible injuries.
All right, and repeating, too, that Dumas is not in the Action News 5 coverage area. It's just to the southwest of us, but that's the storm that we're talking about here. Now, as far as northern Mississippi is concerned, the activity is over northwest Mississippi from Ashland to Oxford and west to the Mississippi River, and again, all of this is going to be moving to the north-northeast over the next few minutes. This is the one we're keeping an eye on. This is the storm for which the tornado warning has been issued and remains in effect, and John, yeah, let's zoom into that. Maybe go ahead and put another track on it, put a fresh track on it for everyone so we can see what's happening. One thing, there are a lot of rural areas, of course, here that don't have high populations, but if you live in Phillips County now and are anywhere from the northeast, from here up to Helena and West Helena, you need to be prepared to take cover on a moment's notice. Because there's the strong likelihood. This storm, we know, has produced at least damaging winds, and I strongly suspect that was a tornado. For one thing, we did get a report earlier from law enforcement that they saw a tornado, but the type of damage that John was talking about sounds like a tornado, given the situation that was down around Dumas, Arkansas, to the southwest of here. And again,
And Chris, if you'll switch to Viper, Dave, here's the updated storm track with the towns.
All right, very good. You can see these communities which are going to be in the path of this storm. And many of these are very small communities, I know, but we want to put them all in there because there are rural areas here. Ratio, Mary Spur, Countess, Reagan, Elaine. Many people may have heard of Elaine, Arkansas, Hoop Spur, and Ewall in the path. John, do that one more time. Tilt that one more time, because I'm seeing two shear markers there, perhaps, that stretch to the ground. And I see one right here. Yeah, and then another right here. So there are a couple of areas in this storm certainly of concern. Now let's flatten out to see if we can see. Yeah, two of them right there. Right here is what we're talking about. No, right here, I'm sorry, is what we're talking about. There is a possibility of this tornado in here. It's this little area right here is kind of an area of concern to be watching, too. But this notched area is the one that we've been watching. You know, in the early days of Doppler radar, we tended to focus on where the purples and the reds were. But that's generally not where a tornado is going to be occurring. It is generally going to be occurring in a different spot. And this that we're looking at right now, we're looking for shear and the wind speed. Not seeing any particularly strong winds. At 46 miles an hour, of course, is a gusty wind, but in order to be severe, we would be looking at 58 miles per hour or stronger. What about looking for a couplet? Let's perhaps, John, take
okay.
a look and see if we can find a couplet in there. A couplet, as John mentioned earlier, is where we would look for a pink or a bright red with a bright green. And I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing the couplet at the moment. So perhaps the storm has weakened a little bit, but the tornado warning is going to remain in effect. You see the times of arrival here for all of these areas, and in Phillips County, Arkansas, in eastern Arkansas this afternoon. Yes, John, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say for just a moment that one other possibility for that weak signature there with our storm relative velocity, the radar is shooting through so much rain, and this is a long distance away from the radar. That could be a possibility why we were getting some of those weak signatures, so just keep that in mind. But as Dave was saying there, if you do have that separation that we've talked about before, that's what we want. We want the red to be far away from the greens. To put it in layman's terms, that's exactly what we're looking for those separating colors there. And that's why we show that to you, because that's one of the best ways, along with our Live Viper itself, to find the position of exactly where that tornado could be occurring. So as we go back to Live Viper 5 right now, again, showing you one interesting thing, Dave, that I'm seeing here is that those pinks at the top of the cell are getting a little bit brighter.
Yeah, that's very true. That indicates maybe a tall storm. Perhaps while we're doing that, I can go in and take a look at the tops of those storms and see just perhaps how tall they are here in just a moment. Let me see if I can get to that right here. And the storm tops coming up. There you go. And you just click around on some of that, and we'll figure out how tall a storm is. 20,000 feet and up to 30,000, 40,000 feet, the storm is growing. That's why we're seeing that bright purple. If we can go back to the reflectivity there, that bright purple is indicative of that we're getting a colder top. There also could be some hail in there now. We certainly have that possibility right in the heart of that storm. But again, I want to emphasize that where that hail, well, maybe not, but certainly some very heavy rain coming in. I would look for a brighter purple in that last product that John saw. So, again, hail is not the main cause of concern here. John, may I slide that
yes, sir.
Just a little bit? And I want to show you this right here. You'll notice this shear marker right here, and you'll notice this notch. That, again, is the possibility that we could have some rotation that goes all the way to the ground right there. As we move this out of the way, let me take that off, and let me just click on some of these lines here and see what kind of information we're able to get from the storm right now. The storm track, again, got for you. Let me put that over here. Lightning doesn't seem to be particularly intense right now. That's a good thing. Here's the updated storm track for you, and you see it's many of the same communities that we talked about a little bit earlier. The top of the storm now, well, they're showing the top at 32,000 feet. I think it may be getting a little taller than that, and there is a greater threat, as I mentioned, now a 50-50 chance that there could be one-inch hail or larger in this particular storm. So we're going to continue to follow this as long as the tornado warning is in effect. And, of course, if the tornado warning is extended to any of our other counties, we will just continue with you right here to follow this storm and figure out exactly what is going on with it and what is actually happening. We do not have any new reports since John got the report from Dumas, Arkansas, which is to the southwest of Phillips County, Arkansas. But that's the only damage that we have reported so far. But the damage in Dumas, Arkansas does seem to be significant.
And I do have brand new information, Dave. Sorry to keep cutting you off, but I'm right here by the wire as we get brand new information in from the National Weather Service. By the way, as Dave said, this tornado warning is going to go until 4 o'clock. Just don't see how it could be canceled early. But just a few moments ago, the National Weather Service Doppler radar and our Doppler radar also continued to indicate a tornado. This was 6 miles just to the southwest of Elaine, and in fact, that was actually in our storm track. In fact, it is there right now, so 340. You really need to take this storm seriously if you are in Elaine, and as we also indicated, it's moving very fast off to the northeast at 55, so you don't have a lot of lead time, but just keep in mind, if you're in Watkins Corner, Lakeview, Lexa, West Helena, and Helena, this storm is moving very fast, so we wanted to give you the heads up, some lead time, if you are in those counties. Dave?
All right, thanks, John. Let's go back to Pinpoint 5 Storm Track Doppler if we can, and I will show you a couple of things. We're getting some new information here, too. This is Phillips County. This is the county that is under the tornado warning until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Dumas, Arkansas, if you can follow the arrow, is right here. You see this little thunderstorm symbol right here. That's where we're talking about Dumas. That's where it is, and that's the storm as it moved on across into Phillips County. Now, let me show you this latest report that we have, and it is not a good one. There are reports of cars and trees north of Dumas on Highway 65. A train spotter reports that cars and trees. That is almost a certainty that we are dealing with a tornado, or at least what was a tornado at the time that it moved through there. As we continue to keep an eye on all of this, we'll hope for more reports coming from that area, and hope we don't get any reports from Phillips County. So far, we have not received any reports of any damage from Phillips County, nor have we received any confirmation of a tornado moving into Phillips County. The only one that we have confirmed so far is down to the southwest of Phillips County, Arkansas, in what I believe is Arkansas County. So we'll keep an eye on that. John, you have an updated track on the Viper, right?
I absolutely do. Let's go to the Viper, and I just want to let you know, we're going to keep this track on here. We are going to continue to track this very dangerous storm. We are still getting some indications here of a possible tornado, likely a tornado, as Dave just said. Not really good information right now coming in from this area. You see that red circle, quite a bit of lightning as well. This is a very small area, and in just a short amount of time, we're talking about over 150 strikes of lightning. So this storm certainly means business, as you can see here. One of the great things about our Viper radar is that we can look at a storm from any angle and, in fact, bring you the strongest winds right now. I know you can get a little bit confused when we get very three-dimensional, but it really helps us out to know exactly where the fast winds are, and that's basically right at the edge of our storm track. So this is really where this storm is right now. And Dave, I believe the Viper right now has got it head on as far as where the possible tornado is.
I think so, and that's a lot of activity spinning around there, all of those shear markers showing up. Almost certainly indicative, if not a tornado at the moment, there could be funnels that are aloft there, or if not that even, there's the possibility certainly that we could be looking at a storm which produces a tornado on very, very short notice. Let's quickly, John, and you were out kind of wide there. Let's go back to Storm Track Doppler one more time. And again, let me show you an overview of what is going on. If we could go to the other radar just for a moment. There we go. There we go. That's what we're looking for. This area right here, lots and lots of lightning over West Tennessee. That's headed for the Tennessee River and for Kentucky in the next few minutes. I just want to give everyone in the Mid-South an update on what's going on in your particular area. You can see over West Tennessee, there's a lot of activity, but there's no severe activity showing up. There are still heavy thunderstorms over eastern Arkansas. And again, everything in here continues to move to the north-northeast. This line right here that I was keeping an eye on, the one that seemed to be bowing into a bow echo when it that was way back in north central Arkansas earlier this afternoon. That seems to be weakening and diminishing in size just a little bit. Still a lot of activity to the northwest of Wynn, Arkansas. Let me give you kind of a zoom into more of our coverage area just east of Augusta. And again, we'll put a lapse on it, and you can see how all of this is going to be moving into Harrisburg. Harrisburg's already gotten some pretty good downpour just to the west of there. Another coming up in a few moments. And the tornado warning you're seeing right here for Phillips County and for Helena, Arkansas. Again, we can zoom in to that, get very close, and we're seeing there's a lot. It seems to be a little more disorganized than it was a little bit earlier as far as the notches and everything go. But we're still certainly convinced that we are seeing a storm that is capable still of producing a tornado. All the shear markers that are showing up on the Viper indicate that, John.
Well, speaking of the Viper, let's go back to that and give you an idea of some more places where this storm is occurring right now. By the way, it is tracking along the Mississippi River very quickly. Even parts of the cell are now into northwest Mississippi. And this is really one of those situations that we've been tracking for days and days. In fact, last weekend, we said on Action News 5 that we were concerned about this situation. Low pressure has deepened across the Plain State. And that is bringing in these very strong, gusty winds right now. That's exactly what's happening. There are many factors, many dynamics in place in the atmosphere that are spinning these winds around. Not only are they spinning the winds around, they're traveling at different speeds in different directions. And that's why we have this possible tornado right now. And this is our updated storm track. Helena, you are in the path at 3:57, so you do have some lead time. Also, Powell at 4 o'clock, Jeffries at 4 o'clock. It's going to be interesting to see here within a matter of moments if there are additional warnings issued for other counties. Wouldn't be surprised at all. Of course, we don't want that to happen, but I did want to make you aware this storm has already produced damage. We have confirmation of that, so all the more reason to take this storm very seriously. And as you, what I'm going to do now is actually I'm going to put on our Places spotter and show you some of the towns that are right in the middle of this storm. As you can see here, Oneida, also the United States National River Association, and St. Mary's School, you're in the path. Of course, we're talking about down to the south. I'm not talking about Shelby County right now, but we are talking about these areas here. Let me put on some more places. We've got our Place pop-up spotter here so you can know exactly where we're talking about right now. By the way, that purple that you're seeing right now around Preston Place and Jeffries, this it could be some very strong hail. And as I slide to the southwest where you are seeing these shear markers right now, there you see Modoc that's popping up. You are basically right underneath this storm right now. There's Modoc Landing. And again, some of this area very rural, but there are communities that are deeply in the path right now of this storm. And as you can see, there's that spinning circle right now. There's the possibility as we come through the storm, through the middle of the storm there, that's where the possible tornado is right now. Dave?
All right, let's go to Pinpoint 5 Storm Track Doppler one more time. And you can see all of these shear markers spinning around here. And this one right here, the red one, that's the one that is of the most concern. And we can put a track on that for you. Now, this says shear storm. That means that's the one most likely to have the tornado, if it is, if there is one still there, touching the ground. And these are the communities in the path. You see Modoc, Old Town, Westover, Friars Point, Armistead, and Preston Place, possibly in the path of, or in the path of this possible tornado that's going on there. Pardon me. Let me take that one off. I breathed wrong there just for a moment. Let me take that one off and show you some of these others that are going on, too. Here's one right here, which indicates that it could be a severe storm. It doesn't have the low-level rotation, but this is an upper-level rotation going on, and these communities are in the path of that particular part of the storm: Lakeview, Old Town, Oneida, Westover, Friars Point, and Pillar. And one more I will show you, and that's a storm that's to the west, because that could also be moving into part of our coverage area. Let me move that box just a little bit. You can see right here, if that held together, it might be moving toward Mariana in the next few minutes. But the heaviest part of that storm way back here, and these are the communities that might be affected by that particular storm. I'll take that off. And again, no, I'm looking here for new information as far as what might be going on there, and I'm not getting a lot of spotter reports coming out of that area. Let me zoom down again just a little bit and get us down closer to Dumas just to see if there is any new report that has come out. I believe the only report I've got is the same one, and yeah, it is the one about reports of cars and trees, which certainly does not sound good. John?
Yeah, let's go back to the Live Viper 5, Dave, and what we could do now, we've got a great product that is very helpful for you in a situation like this. It's called our Future Scan, where we take the current radar data, we stretch it out about 30 minutes. So what this is doing, it's projecting where the storm will go in the next 30 minutes. Let's go to Live Viper if we could. Thank you very much, Chris. And I am going to, Chris is our director here on Action News 5 during this time period. So thank you very much, Chris. Here's our Future Scan, and what we're going to, this is current radar data. We're going to stretch it out. Notice at about 357, those are some of the areas that are going to be right in this path. That's 357, so in 7 minutes, Jefferson School, Eagle Landing, Trotter Landing, all of these communities. Let me back this out just a little bit. And again, we're going to take the storm through 4 o'clock this afternoon. In fact, we'll take it all the way up to 415 to give you an idea of where this storm could be in the next 25 minutes or so. Tunica, we're giving you a heads up right now. Here are some other schools that could be in the path. In fact, speaking of Tunica, let me slide back just for a moment to give you an idea in Tunica of when the strongest part of the storm could be moving across your area. Looks like it could be in the next 10 minutes or so. So please keep it here as we continue to bring you continuous coverage of a possible tornado. We've already received damage of this. We don't. The police department is checking for the possibility of injuries. And also keep in mind, even though we're not under a tornado right now in Shelby County, we are under a tornado watch. That's a watch, not a warning, until 9 o'clock tonight. So even, actually, as this storm continues to move toward DeSoto County, possibly even South Haven and East Shelby County, we're going to track this very closely for you, and we're giving you a heads up. You really need to stay with us throughout the duration of our coverage if you are in any of these areas, because this is information you need to know, and it could possibly save your life. Dave?
All right. Thanks very much. And, John, I stepped out in front of the radar there just for a moment. I didn't realize I was on. Sorry about that. Let's take a look at our graphics computer just for a moment, because I do want to show you that once all of this system right here pulls out of here, things are going to improve rather rapidly. That's a good thing. And again, John mentioned the tornado watch. You're seeing it on InstAlert. It does go through Shelby County and the counties right along the Tennessee-Mississippi state line. Does not go further north. It goes until 9 o'clock tonight. Here are some safety rules. If you're in an area when the tornado warning sounds, you should do these things. Go to the basement or interior room on the lowest floor, such as a closet or bathroom. Why? Well, the smaller room tends to have a little bit better support over you than a bigger room would. So with that support, that would keep stuff off of you if things did start falling. We want you in the interior to keep you away from glass as much as possible. Stay away from windows. Windows tend to blow out rather quickly, and obviously glass blowing out can injure you severely. Stay away from glass enclosed places and areas with wide span roofs. In other words, you would not want to go to an auditorium or a gymnasium or a warehouse. You would want to be in a smaller, sturdier construction, again, with more interior rooms. If you get caught in cars or if you live in a mobile home, you should leave them and go to a substantial structure or a designated tornado shelter. So many times it's cars and mobile homes where the worst damage and the worst injuries occur. If there is no suitable structure nearby, and as I mentioned earlier, this is one that I say with some reservation, but you're probably better off lying flat in the nearest ditch or depression and use your hands to keep your head covered. Cover your head. No matter where you are, if stuff starts happening, you want to cover your head best you can. If you're going to be at home, put your shoes on, keep them on. I said some time ago in one of these situations, when I get home, one of the first things I do is kick my shoes off. Put your shoes on, keep them on. Again, in case you have to move, there will be broken glass. There could be other hazards, and if you have your shoes on, then you don't have to look for them. And keep an ID with you, because if there is damage in your neighborhood. In order to get back in that neighborhood, even your house might be okay, but there might be damage around you. To get back in that area, you are probably going to have some ID. Other than that, law enforcement probably is not going to let you in. John?
All right. Thanks a lot, Dave. We're taking a very close look at our Live Viper 5 and getting the possibility of a couplet. Now, we're looking at a different level here, but we are possibly getting a couplet in this area here. What does that mean? It means that we could be getting a tornado right now. And let me show you some of the towns that are directly in the path. We talked about this a few moments ago. St. Luke School, Bethlehem School as well. Let me slide to the northwest. I'll go back to a regular radar mode right now and give you Lula. You're also in the path of this storm, as well as Powell, Mount Olive School, Trotter Landing, Maud, Clayton School. If you are in any of these areas, Hamlin, also Withers School as we move up to Little Texas School, and Tunica. You're seeing very heavy rain right now. The storm is possibly moving, the heaviest part of the storm anyway, possibly moving in your direction. And let me put take this places mode that we have here off for a moment, and let me go back to a storm track. This is the updated storm track now. I mean, this storm is really racing fast, 66 miles per hour. That's not giving us much time to prepare. Again, there's you, Helena, in just a few moments. I know you're seeing heavy rain right now. It looks like the heaviest cell is just to your southeast, but I do see one little part of that cell that is now moving in your direction. So keep that in mind. Dave, one more thing to point out. We've got another 4 minutes of this tornado warning. At this time, well, actually, I believe a new tornado warning has just been issued. Let me bear with me just for a second. It looks like Coahoma County. I'm going to pull this straight off the wire. Yes, Coahoma County, we've got new information for you. The tornado warning for Phillips County has been extended until 4:30 this afternoon, so that's another 30 minutes. We just talked about this. We just tracked it. We gave you a heads up in Coahoma County. Now you are under a tornado warning until 4:30 this afternoon. Just a few minutes ago, the National Weather Service indicated a tornado near Friars Point. That also popped up on our Viper radar. If you're familiar with this area, or if you're not, it's about 10 miles northeast of Elaine. Elaine, we've been talking about you this afternoon. You are in the path. This is moving off to the northeast very fast. And some of the locations that are heavier populated in this area include, but certainly are not limited to, Helena and West Helena. So, again, tornado warning reissued for Phillips County until 4:30 as we get into the late afternoon here, and also until for Coahoma County as well. And Dave, you and I have been talking about that this afternoon as far as daytime heating goes. We have not received a lot because of cloud cover, but this is one of those situations where you don't necessarily need a lot of daytime heating because the wind dynamics are very impressive. In short, just because the sun sets, that does not mean that we lose the threat for severe weather and tornadoes. We did want to go ahead and give you that information right now for you in case you thought it was one of those situations where the sun sets and everything calms down. I do not believe that's going to happen. As I slide it back out to a 300-mile view, we'll take that storm track. Look at the amount of lightning strikes, close to 790 strikes of lightning. Let's come into this storm one more time and give you an idea. I'm going to turn that storm track off just for a moment, and I do want to go back to our future scan product here, and we can project where this very powerful storm will go in the next 30 minutes or so. Watch the shear markers and watch the clock. This is 3:58. We're going to slide it into 4:10 there. Look how rapidly this storm moves on off to the northeast, and if this storm holds together in its present form, it is going to be headed toward DeSoto County, northern Tunica County, possibly Tunica, South Haven, and possibly the 240 loop in the heart of the city. Because it's moving so fast, I'm going to stretch it out just a little bit further. Watch the clock and just pay attention. There's I-55 along the state line. The heaviest part of this cell will be moving into these areas at 4:33 this afternoon. So pay attention to where you live. And also, if you are watching watching us right now or listening to us, please be aware that if you are in any of these locations right now, by the way, we still have this impressive low-level shear, that this storm is going to be moving very rapidly in these towns and eventually possibly into the metro area. So let's keep our guard up here in Shelby County. I will continue to track this very closely. In the next few minutes, I'm going to toss it back over to Dave Brown so I can analyze the Viper radar a little bit further. Dave?
All right. Thanks, John. And I want to go to Pinpoint 5 Storm Track Doppler, if I can, just for a moment. I've put a new track on here for you right here. I know it's sort of hard to see the track box due to all the precipitation that's going in there. But here, this is the important thing. 4:15 this afternoon, Helena. This storm, the heaviest part of the storm, should be near you. And at 4:37, if it holds together, that would take it up to Tunica. This is the track for the next hour of this particular storm. And again, lots and lots of shear. I'm going to step out just for a moment and do some zooming into this to give you a better idea of what we're looking at. Again, John was in very close on it. I'm going to leave it out a little bit further so you can see the surrounding cities. Now, even though we're talking about Coahoma County, which is right here, Clarksdale in Coahoma County, the cell is past you. It's not going to be headed in your direction if you're there. Right now it's Helena. The storm is very near Helena and West Helena, the heaviest part of it. So if you are in Helena or West Helena right now, you need to be prepared to move to a place of safety very, very quickly because just in about the next 10 to 15 minutes right here, Helena, you have the possibility of whatever is contained in this storm now. We are almost certain there was a tornado earlier down around Dumas, Arkansas, that there is a strong possibility of a tornado coming through the Helena, West Helena area in the next few minutes. Tunica, a little bit down the road, make some advanced planning right here. 4:37, according to our track, that's when these would be headed in your direction if they hold together there. We do not have any damage reports in from Phillips County, Arkansas yet. The only reports we have came from Arkansas County back around Dumas, Arkansas. That's the only damage we have reported. But one reason we're taking this so seriously is because we have confirmed damage there. That confirmed damage, as John Bryant reported earlier, several stores, including a grocery store, sustained damage. The extent, we're not sure, but it sounded like it was perhaps rather substantial damage. And we also had that report from a train spotter that there were cars in trees near Dumas, Arkansas, which is also indicate of the lift and the spinning of a tornado that could cause that sort of situation to occur. Let me go one more time and take a look at some of these arrows and just get some updated information on that. If you can, pop that one up. Well, I need to get rid of that storm track first. And right here. Well, not getting any information out of it, so that is a good thing. Here we go. Okay, that is the track, pretty close to the track that we had on. Looks like it speeded up just a little bit in the last couple of minutes. Now 4:11 for Helena. So you folks in Helena, 5 or 6 minutes away from here, the part of this storm, the dangerous part of this storm, is going to be headed your way. And West Helena, you're in the same area, of course. So both Helena and West Helena, residents in and around there need to be prepared to take some immediate action. Tunica, again, if it stays together, it could be headed your way about 4:26 this afternoon. And right now it's about 2 minutes after 4 o'clock. All right, let me delete this storm and go to another right here and see what information we get here. Well, it's same information we're getting, just in a little different position. And there is yet another one here. Tunica, looks like there are a couple of portions of the cell that's going to be headed for you. This portion right here should be, I would say, right over Helena right now and headed generally for Tunica in the next few minutes, again, if it holds together. Just trying to give you several of the communities that are in the path of this particular storm as it continues to move along. The shear markers, well, they have disappeared for the moment. I'm sure they'll be back in just a few minutes, but for right now, not seeing them. John, you have something?
Yeah, let's go back to the Viper, Dave, if we could, just for a moment, because I did want to show you one thing here. Just since Dave was talking, right after he said what he did, he said it could change very rapidly. Notice what's happened just in the last few seconds. We now have 3 shear markers indicating the possibility of some pretty serious rotation here. And again, what we can do with our Viper radar technology, we can take you through this storm show you where the possible tornado is right now. Anytime you see three of those red circles right that close together, that certainly is an indication of very strong winds. What I do want to do, Chris, here in the city of Memphis, we're trying to give you a heads up. Let's go to our Midtown High 5 camera, and you can see we've just got clouds right now, some light rain on the streets. But if you're in the city of Memphis right now, anywhere in Shelby County, DeSoto County, I would suggest that you do not leave your home. I would suggest that you keep watching us as we track this storm as it possibly heads in our direction, because so far it has held together. And one thing we could do, Chris, let's go ahead and set up the Midtown High 5 camera so we can pan it back to the southwest, because that would be where the storm is coming from. So that's what we'll do. We'll continue to not only track this on our two radars, we will also keep an eye on our High 5 camera, as that's potentially where this storm would come from. Let me back this out to again a more regional view, and I'm going to zoom in to the areas that could potentially be in this path. Again, if you're in northern Coahoma County, southern Tunica County, again, a very, very serious situation here. We'll put the future scan on, and we'll take this storm up through the next 30 minutes. Notice the circles. Let's track where those circles are going. Looks like they're going to be right over Tunica in just a few minutes. And if this storm holds together, it's going to move into DeSoto County and close to I-55 in DeSoto County just in probably less than 30 minutes. And then we're talking about eastern Shelby County. There are currently no warnings. However, it does look like this storm is headed in these locations in this direction. David, the big question is, will it hold together? Will it intensify, or will it weaken?
Well, that is, in fact, the question. One good thing about it, John, the air is a little more stable over Memphis and the metropolitan area. And by stable, what I mean is that we didn't get any sunshine today to help destabilize the atmosphere. And also, even at the beginning of the day, we didn't have that air that had the instability that it did a little bit to the south of us. You can see on the big picture there is, that went away. Let's zoom back in, if we can, to... I tell you what, let's go to the other one. While John is setting that up, let's go to Pinpoint 5 Storm Track Doppler right here. I can tell you right there what we're talking about, too. As John said, West Memphis, it's going to continue to head this way. Hasn't been particularly heavy so far. We have had lots of thunder and lightning showing up, and there's still quite a bit of thunder and lightning right here. I'm seeing a great deal of it. But over the rest of West Tennessee, not a lot of activity. So this is the heaviest. From here to the southwest, down to that storm that we've been talking about down around Helena right now, that's the heaviest, and as that continues to move on off, maybe that will bring an end to this. I'm sort of on a metro view here to show you what's happening around Hernando, Interstate 55 here, generally light rain, but all of this will continue to move to the north-northeast, so we're not going to be able to say light rain for very, very long. Tunica raining right now, but still a heavy part of one of these storms may be coming your way. We mentioned that storm that might be headed for Mariana a few minutes ago. No warning out for you, Mariana, but some pretty heavy rain and lots of flashes of lightning right over the city of Mariana as we speak. This area we've been watching right here, that has tended to lengthen out again, and is going to be approaching wind in the next few minutes. As we put a lapse on it, we can show you that this is going to be moving rapidly to the north, but also sliding a little bit to the east. So wind, I know you're already getting some rain there now. You're going to get some heavier rain. I don't think it's going to last very long. Again, no warnings for that particular cell either. A wide view of the Mid-South shows that there is quite a bit of activity. It started pretty much on schedule. We actually got some rain this morning across much of the area. That may have helped to stabilize the air a little bit during the day, too, when you kind of rain cool it. It didn't cool it much, but maybe just enough to help out a little bit. This area right here, the one that we're watching, and it looks like perhaps... The cell is just for a small part now of Phillips County, but Helena, you're not totally out of the woods yet. I know you're not seeing any reds and yellows on here, but that little notch right there, indicative that if you are in or near Helena and West Helena right now, you could very well have a serious thing, perhaps a tornado drop out of the storm as it moves on by. This is the back edge of it, and that is one place that we tend to look for potential tornadoes. These circles right here, those are called shear markers. What they indicate is that there is lots of shear, lots of twisting motion perhaps going on in the storm. Sometimes we see that in the upper levels. We have seen that today, but we're also seeing it at the lower levels, which indicates that the atmosphere is ripe for a possible tornado touchdown in these areas. Again, Helena right here, you folks in Helena need to be prepare to go to an area of safety very quickly. And then right here, right under the S of Storm Tracker, that's Tunica. And again, whatever holds together there is a possibility it could move to Tunica. I am seeing some indication that maybe this is weakening a great deal as it continues to move on to the north-northeast. John?
Yeah, we've got a brand-new track for you. Let's switch back over, if we could, just for a moment, to our live Viper mode. By the way, these storm tracks, they update on the fly. They update every second that a new town pops in every minute. So this is right up to date. Tunica 412, that's in just a few minutes. So the heaviest part of this cell, or the back edge where the possible potentially really dangerous part of the cell is, will move across your area in just a few minutes. And I know you're probably hearing the heavy rains, hearing the thunder as well, but the real threat right now has not passed your area. It is getting ready to move across your area again within a couple of minutes, and the reason for that is because the storm is moving so rapidly. We'll continue to watch that. Chris, if we could, let's go to our East Memphis High 5 camera. What we're going to do with all of our cameras is pan to the southwest, because that's where the storm would be coming from. So we'll continue to keep an eye on our East Memphis camera, on our downtown camera, on our midtown camera, and we'll provide you with images here in the city as they warrant. Let's go back to the radar one more time. The Viper radar, and what we'll do here, let's switch to the Viper just for a second, thank you, and we'll go back up underneath the storm. We still have these three shear markers throughout the storm, so that tells us that these winds are still twisting with height. They are speeding very fast across really the back edge of the storm, as we said, and I know sometimes when we take this three-dimensional view, it can confuse you at home about exactly where we are, but it really gives us a good indication of how deep the shear is up in the atmosphere and how wide it is as well. So that's why we often take a look at the storms in a three-dimensional manner. We can really analyze it from any angle with this technology that we have here, and that helps out a lot. So again, Tunica, you're in the path. You're seeing very heavy rain right now. I'll slide to the north. Notice if this storm continues to hold together, we're looking at Horn Lake as this comes into DeSoto County, Walls, and also possibly southern Shelby County. There are no warnings right now for Shelby County, but again, just keep in mind it is possible. Let's recap the warnings that we do have here. We have a tornado warning for Phillips County. That's going to go until 4:30 this afternoon. We also have a tornado warning for northern Coahoma County, and let me get this. This could be a tornado warning now for Tunica County. It is not. I do have good news. The tornado warning for Coahoma and Phillips County has been canceled. So Dave was talking about a possible weakening of that storm. Dave, that is excellent news, but we're going to continue to track this storm as we're getting very good indications still with our shear markers. So correct me if I'm wrong, but as I read it now, there are no active warnings going on. And Dave, certainly that's a great sign.
That is a great sign, no doubt about it. Let's go back to, if we can, to, yes, the storm track, exactly what I wanted to see. And John, if you'll help me out here, we'll do a little bit of a tour before we rejoin our programming on NBC and TV5. And by the way, you'll want to join us on Action News 5 at 5 o'clock this afternoon for all the latest on the weather and other news of the day. The flashing that is going on, that is lightning. That is cloud-to-ground lightning. Sometimes you'll see lightning dancing across the clouds and not coming to the ground. That's not what we're looking at. These are strikes that are reaching the ground, or items that are attached to the ground. And there's still quite a bit of that here just to the northwest of where that warning was that has just been canceled. You can see around Mariana, lots and lots of flashes of lightning, some just to the west of Hernando, some beginning to build over southwestern Shelby County and eastern Crittenden County now. Not so much lightning in this one right here. There's still some heavy rain in that. That's the one that's going to be moving across a wind in just a few minutes. But again, as we put a lapse on it, you can see all of this will continue to move to the north-northeast rather rapidly. This heavy amount right here, most of it's been right along the river. So in downtown Memphis down to Midtown, we've been hearing it on the roof here at Action News 5. But so far, not particularly heavy rain from that particular area over East Memphis. The 240 loop right here out east, you can see this is Interstate 55. So most of it has been, most of the heaviest rain has been west of Interstate 55. One more wide view, and okay, go ahead and do what you're going to do, John. I see where you were going with that, and we're going to zoom in just a little bit closer to the whole thing and show you right at our radar sight. You can see that the rain goes right up to the antenna on the radar at the West Memphis Airport, and there's the airport right there. That's where our radar is sighted, and as this continues to move to the northeast, that heavy rain is going to be going across West Memphis, Marion, and the downtown and midtown areas of the city of Memphis. Now, let's go back to a wide view of the Action News 5 coverage area, if we could, and we'll put a lapse on that for you and show you how all of this is moving, show you where the heaviest is now. There are no warnings in effect. Those have been canceled. Still some shear down here south of Tunica, though. But the good thing is, and we touched on this earlier, that the air is a bit more stable over the metropolitan area than it was to the south of us. That, I think, is a very good thing. John?
Yeah, I'm tracking what we're looking for, Dave. Let's go to the Live Viper, if we could. And what we're tracking now is this storm in the city of Memphis. No active warnings, by the way. I'm tracking this from extreme northwestern DeSoto County. And again, you can see where some of the heaviest rain is occurring right now. Let me turn off all the storm tracks, and I'll zoom into the city of Memphis on the western edge there of the Midtown Loop. And also toward downtown Memphis right now, some very heavy rain. Let me turn on the lightning counter. You can see how many. This is a good sign. Only seeing 10, 14, less than 20 strikes of lightning in this area right here. That certainly is a good sign. And yes, this atmosphere, as Dave was just alluding to, is a little bit more stable. That does not necessarily mean we should let our guard down, but it does tell us, it gives us good signs. And again, there are no additional warnings, at least not right now, of any more storms that would merit warnings. Although I am getting something brand new off the printer right here, I'll address that in just a second. But you see,
John,
Booker, yes, sir.
Quickly, I do have a report out of Helena. Not too much wind in Helena, but lots of rain and no damage that this person who called can see in their area. So that's good.
Yeah, and I'm actually, this was thankfully not a warning here. As I said, this is brand new model information. This is the latest run here. What does this mean in short? Well, I'm taking a look. This is the first time I've looked at this, by the way, and it looks like we'll keep these southwesterly winds through midnight. The winds will continue to be gusty, but it does look like they will slacken off as we get to about 9 o'clock tonight and about midnight. So really the threat for any severe thunderstorms, any tornadoes, it really appears like it will be over before midnight and really probably before that. One interesting thing that we've been tracking, Dave and I have been tracking, not only are we watching this cell to our southwest and Tunica and western DeSoto County, that's coming at us here in the city. We're dealing with heavy rain and lightning right now, but there is an additional line that will move close to the Mississippi River. Hopefully what's going through now will stabilize that a bit. One good thing, we're not seeing shear markers. If you remember Hurricane Elvis, we had a severe squall line come through. At this time, we're not getting the shear that we had with that derecho, that severe windstorm that we had several years ago. We will continue to watch this. Lots of lightning still on our lightning counter on this view, but right now we're not seeing that shooting up over the 300 mark, and that's what we want to continue to see. We want that number to go down, and it looks like, Dave, it's at least at the moment not shooting up very fast.
That's very true. Things are looking better. Let's go back to the Pinpoint 5 storm track Doppler, if we could, just for a minute. And by the way, this thing's been performing terrifically this afternoon, as we had expected that it would. It is showing you a very detailed look at the structure of how all of this is very heavy rain right here. And yet, again, you don't see the flashes of lightning all the way down this line right here. Don't see any flashes of lightning. You have to go to this area right here. I do see a shear marker, which has just popped up over there, over the northwestern part of Lee County, it appears. We'll check that out for you, but it does not appear to stretch to the ground. Heavy rain, again, continuing over West Memphis, south part of Crittenden County, and just about to move out of western DeSoto County into the city of Memphis. So parts of the metro area right now getting some pretty heavy rain. This right here is going to move on into Tipton County in the next few minutes, and as it does, it'll be bringing heavy rain with it. There is still lightning with it. The lightning strokes, not particularly impressive as far as severity goes. That's good. But still, there is lightning. Lightning is always dangerous, so you're urged to stay inside when there is lightning in the area. That's the best way to be safe as this storm continues to move on to the north-northeast over the next few minutes. That is pretty much going to wrap up our coverage here. Again, we'll be back in about 40 minutes with Action News 5 at 5 o'clock. I'll be here joining John for that. Any new warnings that come out that we need to tell you about, we'll let you know immediately. And, of course, we'll keep InstAlert running for instant data, too. But for right now, it looks like the situation has stabilized, at least for the moment. We'll just hope it stays that way. For John Bryant, I'm Dave Brown. Right now, we return you to our regular program.
Getting to work back into the Mid-South area, and we're very concerned. Tornado watch in effect, Brian, until 9.
Okay, so just to summarize, if you're just joining us and if you've been out and you're coming back to the region, here's a good place to start, first of all. Tornado watch until 9 o'clock, and again, some of you have been with us for some time now or have seen the crawls running along the screen toward the day. We were here early this morning starting to analyze this. In fact, during the night, Mark and I were talking well before sunrise this morning. Until 9 o'clock, a tornado watch is in effect. This means conditions are favorable for tornadoes or severe thunderstorms in and around the watch area. So just because, as you see here, Tipton County, officially not under the watch technically, or Mississippi or Poinsett, but by definition, a watch means conditions are favorable for tornadoes or severe thunderstorm with damaging winds, large hail in and around the watch area. So we're keeping guard for everyone around the watch area as well. We've had numerous warnings in south central Arkansas, tornado warnings, even a severe thunderstorm warning, taking the same path. I'd like to see them take a little bit more of a eastward movement so we can get to the northeast.
These at a quick pace, so if I'm looking for good news, I would say good. They're moving at a good clip, but they are moving over the same places. So as we say a lot of times when we're having heavy downpours or heavy rains, and it's along a stationary front, and so they're going over the same places, so people are just getting drenched. That's what's going on here, except with not only are we getting heavy rainfall amounts, but we're getting some very strong storms that are going over the same places. In fact, for Tunica and Tunica County. Mark, you have something new now.
Well, just analyzing, even in the last couple of minutes, I'm noticing a particular cell that's been increasing in intensity. This one is actually already in the northwestern part of Phillips County. So I just wanted to give a heads up. If you live very close to State Highway 39 or U.S. Highway 49, that you need to be advised that we do have a storm that is rotating right in here. There's not a tornado warning out for this particular cell just yet. But from everything that I'm seeing, it will definitely have the potential of possibly producing one over time as it works to the northeast. It would be right in this area. Let's get you in for a close look so that if you live here, you're just kind of advised to be along State Highway 1, right where it intersects with U.S. Highway 49. And that is the area that I'm looking at some rotation that even in just the past few minutes has started to intensify, Brian.
I do have news information to update you on. Heavy rains. This is out of Dumas, Arkansas. We were telling you this earlier, and I'm just going to give you an update. If you can just keep radar up there so people can see the storms for a minute, Mark. Heavy rains. This is an Associated Press report. Heavy rains and high winds moving through Arkansas today have caused multiple injury and property damage in the Dumas area. We were talking about this, had this confirmed by officers there. State Police spokesman Bill Sadler says the winds cut about a 5-mile swath of damage, about a half mile wide, from a Mad Butcher store on Highway 65 in the South Arkansas town to the intersection of Highway 155. Now, Sadler went on to say had no additional details of the number of people hurt or the nature of the injuries. He said some residents were unaccounted for, and police were making a door-to-door search. We're talking about Dumas, Arkansas right now. A power substation was destroyed, and electricity was out in the area. How many times have we talked about, make sure you have flashlights, batteries, and things like that? Hopefully many of those people who have gone through this and are okay have some backup power, because as we're getting into the late afternoon hours, it's going to get dark for people who even were inconvenienced, or let alone damage. State police were setting up a command post in the town of Dumas seeking additional ambulance service from nearby Lincoln County. Troopers also closed the the northbound lane of Highway 65 heading into the city. So this is also heads up for you folks listening on radio. News Radio 600 WREC, I'll repeat the closure. Troopers have closed the northbound lane of Highway 65 headed into the city of Dumas. Also of Desha County Sheriff's Department, they confirmed damage there. In Dumas Police Department confirmed several businesses damaged along Highway 65, including an Exxon station there. Delta Memorial Hospital in Dumas handling injuries there. We had a report from a woman saying they're bringing them in as fast as they can bring them in. So more people coming into the Delta Memorial Hospital in Dumas, where all of this, as far as the Mid-South is concerned, even though we had rain and thunderstorms earlier, Dumas was where our training of strong thunderstorms and tornadoes, and I did say that in a plural fashion. We have one strong storm, but we've had numerous tornado warnings, and we continue to have more back where we had tornado warnings earlier.
Okay, Brian, we do have a new warning that's just now coming in. This is a severe thunderstorm warning. I'm going to back out to you, and then we'll take in for a closer look. This is with the particular cell that I was just saying that if you lived along 1 and 40, the northwestern part of Phillips County. I was very concerned about this storm increasing in intensity, and this severe thunderstorm warning, Brian, is for Lee County in eastern Arkansas and Phillips County in eastern Arkansas. That will run until 5 p.m. National Weather Service indicating a severe thunderstorm capable of penny-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. And what else does it say there, Nicandra?
Well, it looks like we are going to be continuing to watch this storm and some of the areas that are located near the storm, but of course, anywhere near these places could also be affected. Lexa, Aubrey, Marietta, Haynes, and Buckeyes. So all of these places are going to be affected by the storm and anywhere near those areas. And again, that's for Lee County and Phillips County in eastern Arkansas until 5 p.m. And this is all part of the same system that we have been watching very closely throughout this afternoon and will continue to watch through this evening. You can see here, as we look at live exact track Doppler radar, we are going to be looking at this area, reds and purples, as we go down to the south in Phillips County. And that storm, again, moving into Lee County from Phillips County, as you see. They're put into motion, and that is the area that's also beginning to pop up, highlighted there on live exact track Doppler radar. Those are that central portion of Phillips County and Lee County that's being highlighted in white right now. If you live anywhere within that area, you want to be in your safe place. Make sure you get to that lowest level of your house. If you have a basement, that's fantastic. If you don't, make it a closet, get under sturdy piece of furniture. The lowest level of your house, get the most walls between you and the outside. Again, we've been watching the same system, some very, very strong storms developing with this system, and not something that you want to take lightly. It's definitely a very serious situation as we go into this Saturday afternoon. And now Mark Walden is getting a storm track for us here on this storm, and we can see some of the areas that will be affected in the very near future. Marble coming up at 4:35, Trenton at 4:35, and then Poplar Grove at 4:35. So this is really right now, if you live anywhere in near these areas, you want to right now be in your safe place as we go into the rest of the evening. Let's get a little more analysis on this storm, Mark, and show us the people exactly the area that we're talking about.
All right. Well, there's one main threat that we have right now with the storm being the fact that we could look for damaging wind gusts and even some very large hail with this particular storm. But I would also advise that this thunderstorm is rotating, and with a tornado watch already in effect, remember that severe thunderstorms can and do occasionally produce tornadoes. So with it rotating, that will at the very least aid in its ability to produce some of the larger hailstones. It will also aid in the ability for the storms to provide some very gusty, if not damaging, winds. And what we're hoping will not happen is that this rotation will reach the ground and possibly produce a tornado. But what I'm looking at is the strongest part of the storm right along State Highway 243, just to the north of U.S. where it intersects with U.S. Highway 49. So that is where the rotation is strongest at, although we are looking at the potential of large hail and damaging winds, even out ahead of State Highway 1. And the greatest threat for hail is where I just circled. That is going to be a bit farther back to the north and to the east, actually back to the west, I should say. And that is right along go and label this highway for you. That's U.S. Highway 49 and areas just to the north of that, moving up towards State Highway 243, where it intersects with State Highway 141. We'll go and get you in for a tighter look here and show you weather where you live. Let's show you who's actually being affected the most by this particular storm. That would be Phillips Road 143. Along State Highway 243, also Phillips Highway 105. You know these rural county roads out across Phillips County, so we're showing you exactly where you live, where the worst weather is. And it's heading in the direction of, we'll go ahead and scan up a little bit more towards the north and the east, the direction that the storm is going. I'd say you have a minute or two along Lee Road 338 and Lee Road 332 before the potential of some very heavy rain, if not hail, will be moving into your area. Also, very gusty winds may already be occurring in this area as well. So I'm going to back out and reset the situation because we have numerous showers and storms all across the area. We're now looking at the worst weather with this particular system just now getting set to move into the metropolitan area. I'd say over about the next hour, areas from Memphis along Interstate 40 to the south. And if you're traveling along I-55 into Hernando, eventually down towards Batesville, or if you're traveling to Tunica, please be advised that we do not want you to be traveling at this time.
We just don't recommend traveling down if you're thinking about heading southward on 55. If you're thinking about leaving Memphis and heading up toward Jackson, you're going to have thunderstorms on your heels. And if you're coming toward Memphis from the Little Rock area, you may catch up to or you may be right upon some thunderstorms that are approaching thunderstorms that if you can drive off, get yourself a glass of water and just take a break. Here's the tornado watch again for if you're just tuning in until 9 o'clock. It covers all of, includes Memphis, Shelby County, northern Mississippi, east central Arkansas. This goes from Cross, St. Francis, Lee County, Shelby County, and Fayette, Hardeman County, over to Chester and McNary County. And I know there are widely scattered areas of rain and thunderstorms. It does not mean there are warnings everywhere, but this is the watch that's occurring. We've had numerous warnings extending down from south central Arkansas, where we've had reports of damage in those areas and numerous tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings up through this region as we get up through Phillips County. And then these same thunderstorms are moving into Tunica and eventually DeSoto and also Shelby County. So we've had reports of dime, penny-sized dime, small hail reports with this, and also damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. We're also under that wind advisory until midnight tonight, which in and of itself can be a very dangerous situation as far as traveling goes. I don't care what you're traveling in, if it's a smaller vehicle or a high-profile vehicle, when you're talking about wind speeds, gusts up to close to 60 miles an hour and sustained winds, this is the wind advisory until midnight. You get higher sustained winds of anywhere to 40 miles an hour in excess of that. So the wind advisory in and of itself is a big deal as far as traveling purposes. And I know we have a lot of people listening on News Radio 600 WREC. We're simulcasting with them, so we want to welcome you. We want to be aware and let you know we're watching out for your safety as travelers. So we're advising people not to travel in this situation. The areas we're talking about, this is just not a good late afternoon to early evening situation to be traveling. If you have plans going into the evening hours, reassess those plans. We'll get rid of the strong thunderstorms later this evening. This will not go on all night long. We have a watch, as we talked about, that's in effect until 9 o'clock. The wind advisory until midnight. But the stronger thunderstorms will start to at least move out or diminish as we get into the later evening hours. So we'll be done with that. But if you have plans as far as driving, traveling plans like that, if you have teenagers, young folks, I would just say, no, let's not do that this evening. If you can work around those plans in some way. In fact, Mark, I'd like to zoom in on the metro area again, Memphis and Shelby County, and with emphasizing the fact that we are not under a severe thunderstorm warning. We're not under a tornado warning right now. Here's the Memphis metro area. Here's the interstate system. And I know, you know, we're coming on a late Saturday afternoon, evening. We all have plans. Many people have plans. The young folks, plans. I have my own teenagers. And this is the time when, we're going to stay home until this comes through. I'm not going to have you out there traveling when we have wind advisories and it can blow you off the road pretty soon. Sky's getting dark. You won't see the ponding on the roadways, little ponds on the roadways that can come up awfully fast. And with the heavy rains that we've been having and the strong winds that we've been having, you don't necessarily have to have some sort of warning, whether it be a severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning, to have, and I would call this much more than inconvenient weather, this is serious weather. It's a wind advisory, heavy rains. Here's the downtown area right now. If you're watching us from the downtown area, you know it's pouring rain in many of these places, depending upon where you see the red areas. Depending upon where you are downtown, we have pouring rain in many of those areas. We'll be zooming right down to your street. You can see it's raining out here. We're at Union Extended and Poplar. The skyline now has disappeared because of the, you can see the raindrops on the camera lens here as we look out to the west, and this will be going on for a number of hours before we finally get are done with this. But if you have traveling plans, if you just have to be somewhere, we're just advising you to hold that off as long as you can. This has been a serious weather situation, and a serious thunderstorm can pop up at any time. But as far as traveling, weather traveling conditions, these are frankly just not good traveling conditions, whether it's a high-profile vehicle or just an automobile, a car, because of the heavy rains. Here's Memphis and Shelby County. Let's go, Mark, let's go way down into the city and just go around and show people where they live and what rains, some of the heavier rains that are going in around the Memphis and Shelby County area. Here you see the northern leg of Interstate 40, State Highway 14. We have heavy rains going on a little bit more to the north as we zoom in. See that the darker reds indicating heavier rains in some of the cul-de-sacs and smaller communities that you're familiar with, some of the smaller streets and coves, if you will, that we don't know as well as you know. And we want to show you where rains, heavy rains are coming in your direction, or perhaps thunderstorms that may not be severe, but we want to let you know the time frame of some strong thunderstorms or where they're occurring where you are. And this is live exact track Doppler radar. You're watching Eyewitness News everywhere, Eyewitness Weather everywhere where you live. And this is the wider view now. You see areas of rain and thunderstorms that have been working, unfortunately, in the same direction. We've been watching rain and thunderstorms come from northern Louisiana up into east central Arkansas and then all the way into west Tennessee. And this is a big, big, strong mess of storms, and it's to be taken very seriously. We've had numerous counties under tornado warnings. We've had confirmed injuries from tornadoes in south central Arkansas. Also confirmed damage reports from this. Our severe weather threat that Mark's showing you that we go into the evening hours. The moderate risk, and this is from the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, shows that the best, and they've been on target with this since yesterday. The thinking was, if you're watching Eyewitness Weather everywhere last night where you live, I was saying last evening, they were putting the moderate risk anywhere from Memphis to Little Rock. And just to give you an idea, they do update this several times a day. You draw a line from Memphis to Little Rock southward, that would be where the strongest thunderstorms and or tornadoes would be. This is called the moderate risk. Well, indeed, as you look at live exact track Doppler radar, there's your moderate risk. There's your squall line of strong, severe thunderstorms and or tornadoes with that. So the storm prediction was right on it today as we're watching. Here's Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Greenville, Mississippi. So we're seeing a line of thunderstorms coming out of the southeastern portion of Arkansas. We'll be moving across the Mississippi River. The whole line is moving to the east. The individual thunderstorm cells are moving rapidly, 50, 55, even 60 miles an hour. The individual cells are moving off to the northeast. So we still have numerous warnings in here. As you can see them blinking here, we'll give you an update on what warnings are still in effect. Shelby County, the metro area, not under a warning, but that does not mean to let your guard down. Keep up to date, and this is not a time to be out traveling, or if the young folks are thinking about going out tonight, boy, I would certainly say this is not a time to be traveling, Nakan.
Well, that's right, and we are again looking at those severe thunderstorm warnings for Lee County and Phillips County, those in effect until 5 o'clock tonight, and we are going to continue to watch these storms moving through the area. And again, as we talked about earlier with the warm front, that is right across the Mid-South right now, and so storms that are on the south side of that front have a little bit more moisture, a little bit more instability to work with, and as these storms are moving from the south to the northeast, that's where we're seeing some of these major flare-ups. And again, that's where this Leak and Phillips County storm, that's what that is a part of, and we are seeing some very heavy downpours. That storm is showing us that it has winds up to 60 miles per hour, and it is moving to the northeast at about 80 miles per hour, so moving very, very quickly. And you can see there in the white, that's about the area where that warm front is. And as you look to the south, you can see bright reds, bright yellows all to the south of that storm. And even though we do see a little bit of the red and yellow above, closer to DeSoto and Shelby County, Crittenden County, those not quite as intense. And we are expecting to see these more intense storms moving into the metro area. So again, if you are not seeing those heavy rains, or if you think, oh, well, the rain's a little heavy now, I can deal with that, it is going to get worse as we get and go into later on this evening. So that is not something that you really want to judge on. We're telling you now, if you do have plans to go out, think about changing them, come back in, and take the evening off. If you do have to go somewhere, wait until a little bit later on tonight. Late night, we should be doing a lot better, even though there will be some rain around. Not going to be the intense storms that we're seeing now. And again, that severe thunderstorm warning for Lee and Phillips County, the only warning in effect for our area right now, and that is until 5 p.m. this evening. But we are going to expect to see more of these warnings, and a strong, strong possibility that any severe thunderstorm warning can become a tornado warning, or that we could see some more tornado warnings coming into play in the next several minutes just because of the intensity of some of these storms. We are looking now at live exact track Doppler radar, and that's showing you the intensity. That bright purple there, good indication of where the hail is. That's where the radar sees the heaviest, the most dense areas. That is where you see the brighter colors, the more intense colors. And when you get to the purples, that's usually the strong indication that that is where that hail core is, and where some of the strongest returns are from that storm. And you can see there, that's just to the east of Highway 1 there. So continuing, or is that maybe County Road 1? Continuing to watch that storm moving just to the south of Highway 79 and moving to the north and east very, very rapidly at 80 miles per hour. So we are going to continue to keep a close watch on where some of the most intense sections of these storms are. But again, there's that warm front right across the area. So everything south of that, a little bit more intense, and it is moving to the north. And if, again, you were thinking about traveling, that line sectioned almost parallel to U.S. 61 in Mississippi there. So that's a good indication of where that line is, right along the Mississippi River. And the whole line's moving to the east, but storms within it moving from the south to the northeast. And Mark can give us a little bit more analysis of what's going on here on radar. We're seeing that multi-sweep here.
All right. Well, we're sweeping back on the information, the Chandra, and the heaviest rain, heaviest thunderstorm activity, for that matter, is just about lined up in the western part of our Eyewitness News Everywhere viewing area, and then stretching to the south all the way down into the state of Louisiana. So this is the back edge of the thunderstorms capable of producing the damaging weather. As you were mentioning, even later on this evening, we will have some of these showers to deal with, but these will not be as strong around the Little Rock area as you head off to the east as the storms that we have getting set to come now into the metropolitan area and sweep across the Mid-South. The greatest risk of strong thunderstorms will continue to be across the northern part of Mississippi. That warm front still hasn't made it as far north as Memphis yet, indicated by the fact that we have the lower dew points right now, and that is some good news for us here in the city of Memphis. That would mean that the threat of tornadoes is not as high for the Memphis metropolitan area compared to what's happening down to the south of us. I would say that our threat will be mainly for damaging winds and especially some large hail, as this thunderstorm that is in the severe thunderstorm warning area in Lee County now begins to come a little bit closer to the metro area. It should be moving into the northern and northwestern part of Tunica County, and also moving into the western part of DeSoto County as we go through about the next 30 minutes. That could eventually move into the metropolitan area with mainly a hail and wind threat. But it's farther to the south that we continue with the greatest opportunity of seeing more of a tornado type of event. That would be even south of the line from, say, Stuttgart to Tunica, just south of Hernando to about Ashland. It's in this area that, and areas to the south, that we have the greatest potential and the most instability right now. So right where I'm circling, this is the part of our Eyewitness News Everywhere viewing area that we're most concerned with. Counties in this would be DeSoto County, I should say, take that back, Phillips County, also working over towards Clarksdale, that would be Coahoma County, and just to the south of Tunica, maybe the southern part of Tunica County, Panola County, Quitman County also in this box, and possibly even Lafayette County as you get a little bit later on into the evening, will have the greatest risk of a tornado threat as we go on. And Memphis, like I said, our main threat at least looking, Brian, at what I see right now, will be for damaging winds and large hail. But I'm most concerned with this particular storm. Right here, we have the very bright color magenta indicating that we do have some very heavy precipitation, likely some hail with that. And also, if you notice, on the back end of that, we kind of lose our reflectivities. It turns blue, so that's indicating that there's likely some very strong winds that are coming into the back of this particular storm. And what's happening is, as they are coming into the storm and then encountering this very heavy rainfall and hail, some of those very strong winds are likely being transported down to the ground. So we could be looking at some very heavy winds right now working through the eastern part of Lee County. That would be just to the south of U.S. Highway 79 to the east of State Highway 1, and then moving upon the area that is in the eastern part of Lee County, getting set to move into Tunica County right along the river. The leading edge of this red would indicate where we're going to have the heaviest winds, right between about there and here, and possibly even some large hail as well. So we'll zoom in very close. Let's see if we have any streets here, do some street level mapping, show you weather where you live. We're getting very tight now into live ExactTrack Doppler radar. Here are some of the small community streets that we have. State Highway 121. Also, this would be, let's see, that's also State Highway 121. So it looks like that's about the only street that we're picking up in this area. Maybe more of a rural area of eastern Lee County. So that may be some good news. But I would say even in Tunica County, this thunderstorm is getting set to move across the river and will be affecting you in Tunica County very shortly, possibly even the southern and southwestern part of DeSoto County.
With that view, Mark, would you just go ahead and lapse that a few times just so people in the city of Memphis, if we can put that on a time lapse, give people an idea. That tells a pretty big story there for everyone in DeSoto County, in Memphis, and Shelby County. And you can see the heavy rains. And again, no warnings right now as far as severe thunderstorm warnings or tornado warnings for Shelby County for the metro area. But we do have some very heavy amounts of rain. Now, if you live up here in the northeastern portion of Shelby County or DeSoto County, you may be looking out and seeing some light rain. Here we have some heavier rains right in the Midtown area of Eyewitness News, Union Extended, looking out toward Poplar. You can see also flashes of lightning that are going on. So we do have thunderstorms coming in. But as far as traveling, that I don't recommend that at all until we can get rid of this. Just because we're having heavy, many reports of heavy rainfall. We're having reports of small hail. And with the rainfall that's been coming along in the same places from county to county over a number of hours, we're getting a lot of reports of ponding on roadways. And as the skies continue to darken over the next couple of hours still here with sunset, you won't see that. And if you're traveling along, and you don't have to be traveling that quickly, but if you hit one of those areas or those low-lying areas along the roads, especially secondary roads, but even the interstates and even the highly traveled roads can pond water. If you come up upon that, especially at night, especially during the evening hours when it's dark, that we all know what that can do. So if you can cancel those, put off those traveling plans till later this evening. And again, some of the heavier rainfalls, in fact, the strongest thunderstorm we have right now that Mark was pointing out. But in the city of Memphis, you can see heavy rains here to the and you can also see the movement. This is what I wanted to show you coming from DeSoto County into Shelby County. Heavy rains now coming across toward East Memphis and in the downtown area and across the river over to Crittenden County. Reports of high winds. Again, no warnings here, but on a day like today with the wind advisory, couple the wind advisory that's in effect till midnight, couple that with strong thunderstorms, whether they're severe or to meet that criteria or not, strong winds, couple that with heavy rainfall, that just makes for nasty weather. So if you can stay home, put off travel plans, or as Mark said, just sit back and have a cozy evening where you are, that would be a terrific idea in the metro area. We're zoomed way out right here. You can see rain covering West Tennessee. Also, as you look to Arkansas, things are quieting down in western Arkansas right now. That's a good thing. Our line, this is what is not good at all. We have warnings that extend up along across southeastern Arkansas, as you see circled here. And the line in general will be moving into northern Mississippi and up toward I-55. And another note, if we can stay on this view for a moment, If you have evening plans to travel Interstate 55, just keep in mind, and probably saying the obvious here as you look at this, but this will be coming across Interstate 55. And again, we're simulcasting on News Radio 600 WRAC, so we're talking to our trucker friends out there driving the big rigs. We're talking to all people who will be traveling in smaller vehicles as well. And if you have plans for later this evening to head from the Memphis metro area, or maybe you're headed this direction from Little Rock to Memphis or Nashville to Memphis, and you are going to head south for some reason, head south down Interstate 55 or head down to Tunica, I would strongly advise to wait until this goes through. This is several hours from going through because it is moving to the northeast. So the whole line of storms, and these are severe thunderstorms, with a track record of injuries now in south central Arkansas, also a track record of damage with some of these storms. We have tornado warnings, severe thunderstorm warning. Let's wait as far as travel plans north or south on I-55. And our trucker friends, I got a lot of them out there, and they call me and wonder what the weather's doing from time to time. And if you can spread the word, I know you got your CB radios out there. I'm trying to be your eyes out there. If you can pull up, have a cup of coffee before you head south on I-55. Unless you're doing it right now, you may be able to get ahead of this and drive through some rain and be ahead of it. But we have a strong line just to be, if you're on the highway and you're wondering what we're talking about, we have a line of thunderstorms, just to let you know, that extends from southern Mississippi County and extends all the way down the Mississippi River. We're looking at heavy rain, strong winds, and it goes all the way into southeastern Arkansas. This is for people who aren't watching television, but perhaps are in their vehicles, just to let you know. And this will be coming across the river. In fact, it's the front edge is right now coming into western sections of DeSoto County, moving into Tunica County, and already heavy downpours. East Memphis, out in Cordova area, Bartlett area, some heavy rains there, and also across the river as you get into St. Francis, Lee County, severe thunderstorms there. So traveling, got plans like that for this evening. If you can hold off or just say, you know, let's stay home and watch a movie. That would be my plan. But you're looking at some heavy weather coming into the city of Memphis right now. Technically not severe, but we are under a wind advisory, and that's the picture we're looking at from where we're standing as we look out toward the downtown area. And boy, we nice cloud-to-ground lightning. Stay on that view for a minute. That's a lot of times we don't talk about lightning, but we take it very serious here in the eyewitness weather where you live. Eyewitness everywhere, we don't mess with lightning. And you've heard enough of your reports of damage and deaths from lightning. You don't want to be outside. Stay home. Stay away from your windows. So we're talking heavy rain, gusty winds, lots of lightning out there. Also reports of small hail. And you look at Sky Witness Cam, you can see from time to time the cloud to ground lightning that's coming across the river now into the Memphis metro area. And traffic, and I'm pleased with this. This is Poplar Avenue. I'll move on the other side here. This is Poplar. This is looking to the west. The skyline, the city of Memphis would be right here, the Mississippi River. Traffic fairly light, and that's a good thing. Would you agree, Nicandra? Traffic fairly light around Poplar right now. There are reports of ponding there because we've had our own heavy rain right here at the television station at Union Extended and Poplar. So it's a mess, and it's going to be that way for several hours.
Yes, and I think we also have access to some other traffic cameras. Some of our directors were telling us maybe we can get a look at what it looks like in some other parts of the city.
Some of the TDOT cameras.
Yeah, and I think, we've been seeing that heavy rain across the area. So if maybe we can get that queued up in a minute, we'll get a chance to see what it looks like out there. And here we go, and this is taking a look at, I'm not sure. I think that's I-40 there. Yes, that's I-40. And again, does look like the traffic is fairly light, but we are seeing those big rigs again moving, and you can see just how windy it is, getting a little bit of a shake there in the camera by those strong winds
also
that we have going on out there.
Notice the pace, Nicandra, the cars are taking some heat. I don't think they have a choice. I think people are well aware, if you're out on the roads, to take it slowly.
And you can see the bridge there, and you can just look at the reflection of the lights, all that water spraying up off the road. So definitely a very dangerous situation out there. They're moving kind of quick there, trying to get across that bridge.
So, the same thing.
Might want to slow it down. Again, if you are listening on radio, we have both our radio and television viewers out there. And as we just take that quick trip around town to see exactly how folks are dealing with some of these wet roadways, very, very dangerous out there. You can see the bright reflection of the lights off the road, a good indication of just how much water there is out there, and that's definitely a reflection of what we are seeing on live exact track Doppler radar. Again, want to remind everyone that we are under a tornado watch tonight, and that tornado watch does extend for most of the Mid-South, say from I-40 south into North Mississippi and southeastern Arkansas, and that's until 9 o'clock tonight. So until 9 o'clock tonight, we are going to be dealing with that threat of tornadoes, and we have seen very good evidence that this is a very credible threat with some of the storm reports that we've already seen out of southeast Arkansas. And even without the tornadoes, just very strong, strong, constant winds out there. That wind advisory in effect until midnight, and seeing winds anywhere from wind speeds of mid-20s to near 40 miles per hour. That wind advisory is set through midnight tonight. So again, that's just another hazard for us to have to deal with as you head out tonight, whether it's going to be just pushing your car around on the road, or whether it's watching out for even a bigger, more high-profile vehicle like an SUV or a big rig that is going to really feel the effects of those winds pushing them around the highway. So that's something that you just don't want to have to deal with. Again, advising everyone to try to stay off the roads. And here, again, we get that look at live exact track Doppler radar, the multi-sweep giving us the views from Little Rock as well as Nashville, and even heading south into Alexandria, Louisiana, giving us the best view of all those storms, and that line of storms stretching all the way south, almost right along the Mississippi River right now. And again, right now, looking at just one or two warnings out there, but some very, very heavy downpours and some tornado warnings to our south that could be affecting the Mid-South in the very, very near future. And that's just something that we are going to have to watch very closely as we go through the next several hours. This is definitely not something that we can say, hey, we're going to be done in 30 minutes, 40 minutes. This is an ongoing event, and this will be ongoing until late this evening. So it goes right back to that caution. If you can stay off the roads, if you can stay in through late this evening, that is definitely what you want to try to do. Just kind of X out your Saturday night, and like we said, maybe pop in a DVD, watch a movie. Don't go out.
There you go. Mark, we've used the word this afternoon looking at a number of things, whether it's satellite imagery or radar imagery, that something is just textbook. But these lines, these segmented lines of thunderstorms have really come together in a very impressive line from Memphis down to Louisiana, just a solid line of rain with thunderstorms.
Well, you know, many times when we see a line of thunderstorms develop, that can be good news. It's a sign that we're transitioning away from the individual supercells that many times have the greatest opportunity of producing a tornado into more of a damaging straight-line wind type of event. But with the wind fields being as strong as they are for today, we're going to keep the threat of tornadoes around for the next several hours, I believe. That is the bad news in all of this. But let me give you the good news, especially for the metropolitan area. I've circled the strongest storms that we've been seeing, and this is likely due to the fact that these particular storms are to the south of a warm front that has been trying to advance to the north, but it has not made it into the Memphis metropolitan area yet. So that is some good news. In fact, if you were to kind of see this line that I've drawn, the atmosphere is much more unstable to the right, to the left of that line, as opposed to the right. So that's why we likely haven't seen the tornado threat really materialize into the metropolitan area, and our hope is that will continue. But back in the area that is very unstable, the southern part of Arkansas into maybe the extreme western part of Mississippi, we've had numerous reports of tornadoes. In fact, two new ones coming in. We've had reports of cars being thrown into the trees. That would be just to the north of the city of Dumas on Highway 65. That came in a little earlier from Deschenes County. Speaking of Dumas, we've had several reports, Brian, as you mentioned, of injuries that have been there. We don't have a number on that just yet, but a very unfortunate situation, it appears, in that area, as we've even had two more tornado reports just now coming in across parts of Arkansas. So I would say that if you're anywhere south of a line from Pine Bluff to Tupelo. This is kind of going to be where the strongest storms are located. In this zone, that would be the extreme southern part of the Eyewitness News Everywhere viewing area, encompassing just a few of our counties. I would say from Clarksdale to Batesville, Oxford, and Tupelo. These are cities and the counties of our southern viewing area that I'm most concerned with the potential of still maybe even seeing a tornado or two. But otherwise, I believe that our main threat will be for some damaging wind gusts as we get a little bit closer to the metropolitan area and maybe some large hail, so long as we can keep that warm front down to the south of us. But as the storms are crossing that warm front, that's when they're at their most dangerous point. That's when the rotation in the storm will have its strongest rotation, and it will likely be happening just to the south of Memphis. With all that being said, though, we're still monitoring very carefully, especially this line segment that's just getting set to move out of Crittenden County and into Shelby County as we go over about the next 30 minutes. This will give us an opportunity of some very gusty winds, and hopefully that'll be it. But we're
Let's
watching.
Go ahead and put that into motion, if you will, please. And people in the city of Memphis and the metro area can see just how that's trucking along there, if you will.
You're seeing lightning out ahead of you. You might want to take your time, slow down. No, you not might. Take your time, slow down. Take an exit and take a break, because you're coming onto some very strong gusty winds and some heavy rains right before you get to the city of Memphis. That's if you're listening on the radio and you're eastbound on the interstate headed toward Memphis. We have heavy rains and very strong gusty winds right in the metro area in the city of Memphis. In the Midtown area, some light to moderate rain, and we're coming up the time of the night. You can see on Sky Witness Cam that we have. We're starting to, before long, starting to lose our light, our daylight. The sun will be setting, and that's not a good thing when you're talking about heavy rainfall, as I said, because you're going to have ponding on the roadways in addition to the winds and also visibilities, of course, when there are other vehicles traveling and you have situations like this. So we can't even see the buildings downtown right now. We were looking on some of the TDOT cameras around the city. Traffic is moving, although I think people are using a little common sense and slowing down and taking their time and a little bit more room between the vehicle, the cars or trucks in front of you, behind you. Make sure you keep an eye in the rearview mirror and make sure everyone's using the correct thing to do when you're out traveling. This is issued from the Storm Prediction Center. And again, as you look at the slight moderate high, this was issued earlier today. It gets updated from time to time out of the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma. All of the Mid-South earlier today and continuing under the slight risk of severe weather, where you see the yellows area here, and the moderate risk, which is a big deal when they issue a moderate or high risk for severe weather, extends roughly from Memphis to north of Little Rock down toward Jackson. And as I said earlier, the storm prediction really nailed it this time, usually do. You can see the tornadoes that started down in this region. We had severe thunderstorm watches and tornadoes, where you see the spinning icons here. These tornadoes just tracking up, and severe thunderstorms tracking the Mississippi River northward in the general direction of northern Mississippi. But as Mark was saying, kind of the most worrisome area, he was drawing a line here in northern Mississippi. Does not mean by any stretch of the imagination that we should keep our guard, take our guard down in the city of Memphis, because we have strong winds, perhaps some small hail from some of these storms. But as you look at, here's Memphis, Little Rock, just to give you your bearings here. Here's Mississippi. This is what I was speaking of. Any traveling down I-55, this is what Mark was speaking of. These are tornado warnings out here right along the river, just around the Clarksdale or just to the north and northwest of Clarksdale and down toward Greenwood, and circling the area of concern. In fact, I'll get out of the way, and it's pretty obvious why I don't want anyone, and I certainly wouldn't want to be going north or southbound in the next few hours on Interstate 55. You had planned to head to Jackson, Mississippi, or you're listening as you're coming northward, you're probably looking out to the west and seeing a lot of lightning. If you're on the interstate, I just want to give you, if you're listening on the radio, on News Radio 600 WREC, I'm trying to be in your eyes here. If you're on the interstate, if you're on Interstate 55 right now, you might see a little bit of lightning from some of these isolated thunderstorms and light rain. Okay, so if you're up near Batesville headed in, you're going to come into some heavier downpours in DeSoto County near Hernando. The stronger thunderstorms right now, if you're out on Interstate 55, are right along the Mississippi River. So if you're getting close to the city of Memphis headed northward, you're going to be coming through some rain and some gusty winds. I wish you weren't out there, but if you're out there and don't have a choice and can't pull off, you're going to be coming into some heavy rains and some gusty winds. If you have plans later this evening, I'd put that off, frankly, until we're done with this. Because as Mark was saying, with tornado warnings out here right along the river, Arkansas, right where it comes up to Mississippi, we've got to get rid of those before we can give any sense of an all-clear sign as far as severe thunderstorms and or tornadoes in the region where we're zoomed in right now. Roughly, and Mark has already said this, from Helena, Clarksdale area, and then you take it over toward Oxford, and you take it to Panola County, really, Quitman, Panola, Lafayette County, all of these areas right here, and south of this line that Mark is showing you, any of the slashed areas you see there, we're talking from Clarksdale and south of Tunica, that is the line of most concern. Now, if you're not in that area, again, don't let your guard down. We still have strong thunderstorms out there. We have very strong gusty winds, and we have some heavy rains. This is the concern for the potential of tornadoes or severe thunderstorms right now. And the reason we're saying that is because that's the position of the warm front right now. And as far as parameters for tornadoes, that is the best place right now. Of course, we also have the wind advisory that's in effect until midnight. Mark?
All right. Well, let's continue to reset the situation for you. A tornado watch in effect until 9 p.m. It includes the city of Memphis and Shelby County, but the worst weather so far and likely for the remainder of this evening will be just south of Memphis across the northern part of Mississippi. And we're very concerned about the potential of more tornadoes. We've had reports of damage and injuries in the state of Arkansas. That would be southern Arkansas as the storms were affecting those regions. Wind advisory, as you mentioned, will be in effect until midnight. That means that even outside of the thunderstorms, we could be looking at winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour. The roadways are wet. We are dealing with just some dangerous driving conditions as you head out this evening just from the wet roadways. But in terms of dangerous weather, live ExactTrack Doppler radar indicating that the most dangerous weather will be because of these thunderstorms that are south of Tunica, just getting set to move back into the Clarksdale area. Even south of Clarksdale, we get into a more unstable air mass, and these are the storms that will be capable of producing more tornadoes as we go through the evening. Batesville, Oxford, cities that are in these counties, Panola County, Lafayette County, Quitman County, you want to be advised that the strongest part of the weather system will be affecting you, if anyone, across the Mid-South viewing area. Tunica, you're still a little bit close enough to the system that you may be looking at some very strong weather as well. Our main threat in Memphis will be for damaging wind gusts, I believe, and the potential of heavy rainfall, vivid and dangerous lightning, and large hail. But the tornado threat has been a little bit more to the south of us so far, and we're hoping that we can keep it down there. Right now, we're not quite as unstable. Our temperature is 63. Looks like our dew point is now up to 57. So this is actually new information coming in. And normally temperatures, it gives us an idea of how warm it is. But today we're monitoring the temperatures and, of course, the dew point. The dew point measures the amount of moisture that is in the atmosphere at the ground. It's our best direct measurement of moisture. And I'll tell you, Brian, the dew point has jumped up from 50 to 57. So that means that the warm front is getting much closer now to Memphis, meaning that some of these thunderstorms that before were weakening as they have been coming into the city may not be weakening as much now. In fact, they may hold their strength. So if you're in the city of Memphis heading out this evening, we're still not out of the woods for some stronger weather based on the new observation and signs that the warm front's getting closer.
Pardon me. Or even taking on different characteristics as far as the strength of them.
All right, so one more time, we'll just reset the situation for you. We have a tornado watch in effect until 9 p.m., a moderate risk of severe weather with the strongest storms basically from I-40 to the south, and we'll keep monitoring the storms.
Okay, that's your watch until 9 o'clock. We're going to continue scrolling information here at the bottom of your screen. We'll let you know of any new warnings, whether severe thunderstorm warnings or tornado warnings as we go through the evening hours. The tornado watch remains in effect for Memphis, Shelby County, the southern counties, northern Mississippi, the counties you see here until 9 o'clock. Wind advisory until midnight tonight. We're going to get rid of these storms a little bit later on this evening, hopefully a quieter night. We're still not out of the woods as far as some rumbles of thunder overnight, but tomorrow looking to be a much better day. We'll break in as needed, so keep it here on Eyewitness Weather where you live. Keep it here.